Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. You can call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700, and one of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no risk or cost to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that we know will knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee and know that there are certain restrictions that do apply, and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline. That gives you access to all information that's available about any property listed for sale in the Buffalo, Niagara region. It's available to you by simply dialing 716-631-4800. You just enter the street number of the house you want to know about, and no matter whose listing it is, the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. You select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description, and then you will also be texted a dedicated website on that property. It's all automatic and just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. As we've been saying now for a period of time, there's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods, and we have a very high number of well-qualified buyers who are actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with absolutely no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only through Hunt agents will you hear these words: we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan. And you can ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930 on your cell phone, or text us at 3930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We're going to have a great show today for you. Joining me on Our House this morning in the studio is Amber Wetzler, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Williamsville clearance office. Welcome, Amber, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to the show today, and I've been on the show now. This is going to be my third time, so I'm really looking forward to providing some good content to people that are interested in real estate, buyers and sellers, all of our listeners. So thank you for having me.
I'm happy to have you. You're a real estate pro and now a radio pro, too. So
we'll see.
Well, thank you for joining us. I'm curious, what are we going to have? Daylight savings time. We are gaining that extra hour. So summer's over. Fall is starting to feel like it's on its last few days based on the temperature and hearing that there were snowflakes flying or will be flying in the South Towns. What does that mean to the real estate market? Are we experiencing strength in the market right now, or are things starting to slow down? What can you tell me about what's happening?
Yeah, Susan, that's a great question. Really what I'm telling sellers, if people are saying, well, should I wait until the spring to list or should I do it now? There's really not a whole lot of seasonality in our market in Western New York. It's pretty much been a consistent seller's market, even if it is the spring, the summer, fall, winter, because there is a big lack of inventory. There's a lot of buyers out there. So waiting is really something we've come away from telling sellers to do. Now is a great time, especially looking at the rates, which we know are at all-time lows. They're in the mid threes, depending on credit score. And what that's doing for purchasers is it's increasing their purchasing power. offer. So we're telling our sellers, you really don't have to wait. There's also what we're seeing in the marketplace, too, is that many buyers have been really beat up all spring and summer long, where people are losing 2, 3, 4, 5 bids on different houses, and they're getting outbid because it is such a seller's market. So those people that were trying to purchase a home and get it done usually by September when the kids need to go back to school, if they weren't able to do that over the summer, they are still in the marketplace. They're super educated because they have lost offers. They're ready to go. They're ready to pay top dollar. And the next big move is to get this done before the holiday season because they don't want to continue to have to do this and then ruin another spring and summer trying to find another house. So there are a lot of really motivated, well-qualified buyers in the market that we can bring to our sellers' houses.
Well, that's good news. If I had a house that I wanted to put on the market, what are the first steps you would advise someone in terms of getting the process started?
Absolutely. Well, there is a pre-listing appointment, which I do, and I'm part of a team. I'm part of the House Hoffman team. So what that does for our sellers is it actually allows us to have not just one real estate professional come over, but two. You get to have myself and my partner, Jim Hoffman. We will come over to your house. It's no pressure. It's a free appointment, obviously. People really enjoy it, and we love what we do. So we will sit down with you. We will talk about staging. We're going to pull your tax record. We'll check zoning. We will make sure that we are looking at comparisons in your community. We'll look at properties that are on the market right now that might be competition. We'll look at stuff that's pending. And of course, the properties that have sold within the past year close by, apples to apples. If you're in a ranch, we're not going to compare you to a two-story. And we're going to come up with a fair price and then discuss marketing strategy. So really that pre-listing appointment is no pressure. We don't come with contracts and we don't come with trying to put a sign in your yard. It's really just an informational appointment for the sellers just to really get an idea of what's going on from us as local experts in the community and then what they could sell their house for and what they need to do.
Well, it certainly sounds like that's an educational experience as opposed to a pressure-filled sales approach. You're not coming there to ask people to sign on the dotted line. You're really there to help educate them. So often we hear that people don't know what their homes are worth anymore. They know it's a seller's market, so they certainly want to get top dollar for their home, but they might not know what that means in terms of the condition of the home and the specifics of location. One house in Western New York is not the equivalent of another house. It could have the same number of bedrooms, same number of bathrooms, same square footage, but other characteristics that are going to distinguish those houses. How do you help people to evaluate the value of their home?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, when you mentioned square footage, it was something that I wanted to talk about. I've had this happen several times in the past couple years where we'll go into a pre-listing appointment and we'll be looking at that tax record that says, okay, for example, let's say that it says the house is about 1,800 square feet. And as real estate professionals, we can sometimes get a feeling for the square footage when we walk through the house, and we might oftentimes say, well, geez, this kind of feels like it's larger. And the importance of that is we'll recommend that the seller have a professional measurement done to the property, because if it's on paper as about 1,800 square feet, call it, but we do the professional measurement and it ends up being over 2,000 or 2,100 square feet, that makes a big difference in the way that we market the property, because you will find that buyers, they will oftentimes program a search for a house that's 2,000 plus square feet. So it's part of our job to help you to put the best foot forward with your property. If we do feel like it's larger than it might be, we'll make sure that we determine that and get it marketed correctly. So that's for square footage. Other reasons that we, when we come over, that will help you is staging. So staging is a lot more than just setting up your dining room table with some nice placemats. It can be as easy as going down into the basement and wiping down the furnace and the hot water tank. A lot of people don't think to do that, just to spend a minute and clean that up, because you will get, when the buyers are coming through the house, you know, they're down there, they're looking for dates on those mechanics, they're trying to find serial numbers, and it just paints a picture of you as a better homeowner and seller when things are clean. Or paying attention to when you're walking through the house where hands go. Hands go on light switches and doorknobs. So to have all that stuff nice and clean is important. Another situation that I've done with one of my sellers that had a four-bedroom ranch, she had the laundry in the basement, and that was sometimes what it can be a concern for people that are looking for that first floor type of living. So a good strategy is to, you could even just make a sign and show a purchaser that, okay, in this bedroom, this is where the plumbing could be drawn up to create a first floor laundry situation. So trying to really market your home in a creative way that can meet more needs of more people is important.
And obviously you could advise someone to do that about the value of having the option of having a washer and dryer on the first floor, because that appeals to people who are interested in a ranch. If someone's accustomed to living in a two-story house and running up and down the stairs all the time, maybe the first floor laundry isn't as important. And maybe the homeowner of that particular ranch was used to running up and down the stairs to the basement to do laundry for long periods of time. But we do have a lot of purchasers who are out there who are looking for the convenience of a ranch, not having to run up and down the stairs. So the ability to be able to put a washer and dryer on the first floor is kind of a perk, but it doesn't require any expense. And I think those are the types of tips and secrets that you can share with your sellers to help them make their homes more attractive. Things they might not automatically think of. They might be selling their house for the first time in 30 years, but you're selling 30-some houses every so many days, right?
Right, right. And in addition to the pre-listing appointment that we do, is also recommending that people have a pre-listing home inspection. Really, Susan, what I think should happen is people should really have home inspections on their property every 5 years or so, just to make sure that things are going okay and that regular maintenance is being done. But having that pre-listing home inspection can help the homeowner to tackle things in advance. So when they do actually have that beautiful offer where they get over asking price, hopefully, and the buyers come in, they come in with mom and dad and the inspector, and now all of a sudden they feel like they're buying a lemon because there's a whole list of things that are wrong. The pre-listing home inspection allows the homeowner to address some of these items, which oftentimes can be very small ones. You just don't want to create the picture where the purchaser is going to get so overwhelmed and so scared that they're going to walk away. So something that we've seen quite a bit in home inspections, and this doesn't mean it's a bad homeowner, the homeowners are often completely unaware that this is the case, but the home inspector will go up into the attic and they will find black substance. And, you know, the homeowner will say, oh my goodness, I had no idea. And what we'll see happen is that bathroom fan, that the exhaust fan from the shower, it rattles over time. You turn it on and off and you're running it and it's rattling, rattling, rattling. Then it can actually fall down in the attic and start to terminate that warm air into the attic. And it's a perfect environment for black substance to grow. So finding out, I say to homeowners, when's the last time you've been in your attic? A lot of times people say, oh, geez, well, it's been a while, but I don't have any problems. I'm like, well, how do you know if you don't have any problems? Why don't we take a look? So that can be really important. I just had a listing recently where there was no attic access at all, period. So I was representing the buyer, and the seller, you know, the buyer didn't want to move forward without seeing in the attic. So the seller was actually gracious enough to cut a hole in the ceiling and provide access, which was great. But everything ended up being fine, so they needed to see up there. So the pre-listing home inspection can really get rid of a lot of those issues. And it could even be as simple as walking around the exterior and looking at the pitch, you know, making sure that water is going away from the house, making sure that there are those extensions on gutters that are keeping the water away so that you don't have water coming into your basement. You know, people look for that type of stuff.
And home inspections are so important, because for most people, when they're buying a home, it's their most expensive purchase ever. And they're going to want to be certain that they are purchasing a home that is not necessarily free of all defects, because no home out there is perfect. Even a brand new home can have, you know, some caulk that begins to separate at the bathtub or the or the countertops. Those are homeowner maintenance kinds of issues. But certain things that people want to be aware of is, are the smoke detectors working? Are the carbon monoxide detectors working? Is the furnace, are there any issues with that? Is there condensation that is forming in the basement because of whether it's the air conditioning, or is there just too much moisture in the basement? Those are things that over time can develop problems, much like you talk about the pitch of the drainage away from the house as opposed to the house. You know, water can accumulate over time and create some challenges. So being aware of what the situation is, I think, is important, because then sellers, they don't necessarily have to remedy all those issues, but they can certainly be aware that they might be concerns that would affect the sale price of the home. Because I think that's probably one of the biggest questions that most sellers have is, how much is my home going to be worth?
Right.
The market analysis that you do is pretty comprehensive, but it leaves out the home inspection if you're not able to do a pre-listing home inspection. So there are some variables in there that you might not be able to be aware of. And what happens then if you're the buyer and you have a home inspection and something comes up that you have concerns about? How do you handle that with your buyers as the agent?
Yeah, that's a great question, Susan. So we try to focus on health and safety items. So we know that sellers don't want to be nickel and dimed. You know, there's a lot of things that can come up, but to really focus on major issues that are health and safety, like, for example, there are a lot of homes in Western New York that have aluminum wiring as part of their electrical system, because it was popular during certain decades to have that. I think the cost of copper was more expensive, so they were using aluminum. And a property inspector will flag that as a fire hazard. So looking at things that are potential fire hazards, or being sure that buyers are testing for radon. You know, we can't tell people not to test for radon as real estate professionals, but if you do your homework, you can see there are certain regions in the area that happen to test higher for radon than others. So the radon, of course, you know, black substance, and everything is negotiable. So we can come up with and say, okay, we would like the sellers to take care of, you know, these two items. We're going to let the other items go. Or maybe we want a credit or a price reduction. Or maybe we just want to say, I'm really happy that my offer was accepted because it was multiple offer, and I'm not going to ask for anything. So really, it's a situation-to-situation basis.
And I would imagine that's very helpful to have an experienced agent to lead people through that process, because a home inspection is oftentimes pages and pages and pages and pages of information. And some of it can be alarming to perhaps a first-time home purchaser, because home inspectors basically state the condition of the house. And it makes it sound like the house isn't new and it isn't perfect. But if you're buying a house for the first time, I think you're imagining that ideal scenario, that it's perfect. So how do you counsel buyers, new buyers in particular, about evaluating that home inspection?
Yeah, so what I tell people, what I tell buyers is that it's important to have the buyers see with us about, call it 10 to 12 houses, whether they're actually going to intend to place offers on those houses or not. Go out there in the field with us and see 10 to 12 houses so that you can compare and you can get an idea for price, square footage, and then condition. You know, we're talking about property inspection, and you will start to notice houses that really do need a lot of work, and then there will be one that comes up that really doesn't need much at all, and you'll feel, okay, maybe I want to offer on this house. But if you haven't seen enough properties by doing your homework and seeing those 10 to 12, you might say, well, I think I need to see some more houses before I place a bid on this one, which is in great condition. It's the area that I want. It's everything that I want. So doing that homework is really important so that you're in the position to place the offer on a house that is of good condition when it comes out, because you have actually seen enough houses. So in the way that we operate on our team is we don't try to just go out there and sell anybody anything. You know, we try to point out things that an inspector would point out, that maybe this house might not be the right choice for you because it needs A, B, and C. But of course, when we're working with sellers, you know, we take that buyer hat off and we're completely different, you know, trying to make sure that the house is selling. So,
well, it's interesting because both on the sale side and on the purchase side, it's an emotional experience.
Right.
If someone has lived in that house for a long time and has attachment to it, it's hard for them to sometimes sometimes hear their house might not be perfect. And on the buyer side, oftentimes it's the house of their dreams because it has a covered front porch or a tree that you could hang a swing on in the backyard. Really not logical decision-making criteria, but emotional criteria. So it helps to have an objective, educated, informed professional to provide rational advice to both sellers and buyers.
Absolutely.
And I feel like your role is to guide people through the process. And in terms of guiding people through the process, you also have the opportunity to showcase your houses. So you are listing homes and you represent the seller, but you have an open house where you invite buyers to come in. And I think you've got an open house this weekend, don't you?
I do. I'm glad you asked. So this is a property that I have on the market. It's 117 Glen Oak Drive, which is in Amherst. And the property is up for $299.9. And we are going to be holding it open Sunday, which is November 3rd, from 1 to 3. It's a really great walkable community. There's a pool. I mean, it's a highly desirable location that people really like. And this is that second-time home buyer house, as I call it. It's that two-story colonial with the brick, with the four bedrooms and two-and-a-half bath that people want to come in there and, you know, just have extra space and second-time home buyer house. So it's great. It's in Williamsville School District, so we're hoping that we can get a good turnout. And, you know, please join us on Sunday from 1 to 3 at 117 Glen Oak.
And that would be at 1 o'clock with daylight savings time, with that extra hour in. So don't show up at noon.
Yeah, please.
show up at 1 o'clock. That's a great house, a great community, and I know you do a great job for your sellers. We've got Amber Wetzler in the studio with us today. She's a real estate expert. She's also on the House Hoffman team, and we can later talk about some of the listings that you have and some of the other opportunities that you have with buyers and sellers. This is a great opportunity for people to either call in or text us with questions that they might have. The text line is out there for people who maybe prefer not to hear their own voice on the radio, so please feel free to text us at 3930 if you have any questions. We're going to be covering all aspects of real estate in the next half hour. It's always a pleasure to have you here, Amber, because you are so knowledgeable and energetic, and I know that open house that you have tomorrow will certainly be well attended. I hope your sellers are listening so they know that you're out there aggressively marketing their home, as we do for all of our agents. There's lots of Hunt open houses this weekend, and we'll tell you a little bit more because we will be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all the homes available through the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services. And it's powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment that is available only at Hunt Mortgage. Or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. We're back in the studio today with Amber Wetzler, licensed real estate salesperson working out of the Hunt Williamsville Clarence office. And if you'd like to join the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, *930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. Amber, I mentioned that you are working out of our Hunt Williamsville Clarence office. However, I know the geographic area that you cover is pretty extensive. I think you mentioned to me you've listed properties all the way up on Lake Ontario and down to Springville, and I'm sure it goes wide from east to west as well. I know you're real experienced working with both buyers and sellers, but earlier we were talking about seller strategies, things that you can do to help your sellers. We've got people that are listening out there that might be on the fence about what to do to list their home or how to get started. But you've got some really unique strategies, things that you focus on with sellers to help them in the process.
Yeah, thank you. So I do. I've worked pretty much all over Western New York, as south as Springville, and as Susan said, as north as Wilson, Lake Ontario, Niagara County. So really, a really big strategy, no matter where the property is located. One thing that sellers, they might get excited to say to somebody, oh, you know what, I sold my house for asking price on day one. Well, that sounds fantastic, but what the reality is that not everybody has noticed that that house is even on the market. There's a lot of buyers out there that are not working with real estate agents. You know, they're just looking around on Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, and there's a lag time in the system from when an agent receives the property first and sends it to their buyer, compared to somebody that's not working with an agent and they're just kind of looking when they're looking. So in order to capture as many people in the market to get them into the property, we obviously don't want to accept a full price offer on day one, even though that might be attractive. So what we do to offset that is we would do delayed negotiations. And I'm sure many people have seen this. It can be very frustrating for buyers to see this because they're going to say, oh my gosh, now I'm going to be in multiple offer. You know, what's going to happen to me? But for a seller's strategy to delay those negotiations is really key, because it allows maximum exposure and it creates a deadline. So if there are going to be more than one purchaser offering on the property, it allows them to drive the price up. So that's a strategy that we've been using quite a bit. We used to do on our team, we were doing a lot of what's called showcasing. Showcasing is a strategy where we put the property on the market, call it either a Monday or a Tuesday, full pictures, everything is advertised, and we say no showings until the open house on Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3, and then we look at offers the following week. What that we have noticed is doing to people in the market, the buyers, is that they're not seeing your house the entire week. They're all flooding to the open house. It's really chaotic. They don't have enough time to really get a good feel for the house. You know, they're being pushed around in there. There's a lot going on. So having those private showings take place and not just relying on that huge open house and delaying showings, that's getting the agents in the house with the pre-qualified buyers, the real purchasers. And it allows that purchaser to take their time, really look through the house and feel confident about that offer that they are going to bring you, so that they don't all of a sudden get cold feet and say, well, geez, you know, I bid X amount of dollars over asking price and now I don't know what I did. I really didn't have a chance to look at the house properly. So the importance of private showings and that delayed negotiation has really been key for our sellers. The most recent property I just put that I sold for a seller was on Santon in Cheektowaga there. And we did the delayed negotiations and we were able to have 3 offers on the home. 2 of them actually waived home inspection, which we never recommend, but that is a strategy that's happening quite a bit on our listings. But we had all 3 offers over asking price and accepted a great offer. So it's a great strategy.
Well, it seems like what you're saying is that you can help control the pace of the transaction. So instead of a house going on the market and perhaps a buyer pulling the trigger really quickly and maybe not being confident, because there is a period of time for attorney approval, mm-hmm. where a buyer can get out of a contract. And there's nothing more disappointing to a seller than to think that a deal has been negotiated and then to get a letter from their attorney that says the other party has decided to cancel the contract. So being able to control the pace, I think it's good for the buyers and the sellers. It's, in my mind, not just a good selling strategy, but it's a really good best practice to try to make sure that a purchase of this magnitude is going to be given the time and attention that it deserves. We do have a caller on the line this morning. We have Joe from Buffalo. I understand, Joe, you have a question about buying a home. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the average commission, and what does Hunt charge for a commission?
Well, I appreciate your giving us a call about that this morning. The independent contractors that work for brokers meet with buyers and sellers. There is no set commission that has to be applied universally. There are laws and regulations that the state puts into place. There are some common practices. We participate in the MLS. So as a member of the local multiple listing service, we do publish the commission that we would pay to other brokers who bring buyers to listings that Hunt has. There are so many factors that go into the price of a home and how a home is listed and how commissions are collected and paid out that I think it's important that, Joe, you'd have a conversation with a real estate professional. Amber, if somebody wanted to contact you directly to talk about their specific circumstances, how would they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. My direct cell phone is 716-698-2649. I can be reached there. I can be looked up on Zillow, Amber Wetzler. You could find me. And like Susan said, too, it's really hard to answer the commission question without seeing the home and actually seeing, you know, what's going on in the house. It's house to house and really depends on the marketing strategy that we find that we're all agreeing to implement, yes.
Because there are different options that people can take in terms of how extensive the marketing might be or whether or not it's a little bit of a more bare bones situation. So it's a great question, but it's one that unfortunately we don't have a universal answer for. But I do appreciate that call this morning. If anybody else has calls that they'd like to have answered this morning by Amber Wetzler, our real estate expert in studio today. You can reach us at 803-0930 or you could text us at 30930 on our text line. So you were talking about seller strategies, Amber, and in the course of talking about the seller strategy, it kind of fell into buyer strategies also. So you represent sellers and buyers effectively, I should say, for both, and I probably exceptionally is a better word because I know how you treat your clients and what a great job you do. So if we switch hats now and you're representing buyers in the process, what are the buyer strategies that are helpful? Because you've mentioned a couple times the possibility of multiple offers and the fact that we have a lower inventory that makes it more competitive for buyers. So in order for buyers to be successful, I imagine that there are some tips or tricks that or professional expertise that you can lend to that process.
Absolutely. So the market is super competitive. As we talked, it is a seller's market. So it's really important, I think, number one, for buyers to be pre-approved, and they have to have the right pre-approval. So there's the pre-qualification, which, you know, really is a letter. Sometimes I've even seen it where somebody's able to go online onto one of these sites and without even actually talking to a live loan officer, they're able to print out this form that says, okay, I'm pre-qualified for a mortgage. That really doesn't hold its weight so much in these multiple offer situations, especially with a seller's agent that is savvy and they know how to question financing. So what I recommend to my clients as purchasers is a program called the pre-purchase commitment. So what that does is it actually allows me to negotiate for that buyer as if they were a cash buyer, essentially. They're walking around with a loan that they don't have a house yet, whereas a lot of these other people in the marketplace are walking around with these pre-qualification or pre-approval letters that really don't mean a whole lot to the seller. They may have had credit not even ran. They could have other problems that haven't been discovered because they're really not having the right conversations with their lender. So the pre-purchase commitment, it helps me to be able to, if the seller needs to close sooner than a standard 60 days, we could actually close in about 45 days. It allows a quicker closing time. Most of the conditions have already been met. And like I said, you're walking around with a loan. You just don't have a house. So it really helps people to compete.
And when you say it helps people to compete, a seller and a seller's agent is going to look at that type of pre-purchase commitment as superior to just a qualification, even if it's from a local bank, not just from an internet site, but a local bank might have a pre-qualification that really hasn't drilled down as deep and doesn't have the same level of certainty. And that would be attractive to a seller because of the period of time that the mortgage contingency exists in a contract. I don't think people oftentimes realize that if they're applying for a mortgage to purchase a home, that's actually creating a contingency in the contract, which means if they don't get a mortgage, the contract falls apart.
Right. So the pre-purchase commitment is really just allowing the seller to feel the confidence that the buyer really is that well qualified.
And that's what makes it attractive. It's almost like having a cash offer.
Right.
Not quite the same, but certainly a higher level of certainty than having that other type of pre-qualification. There's all different names for those, but if it doesn't say pre-purchase commitment from Hunt, it hasn't been taken to that extreme level there. Well, that's really good information to know in terms of buyers. We're going to have more of our buyer strategies for you when we come back from our house to yours after these messages. Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all the homes available throughout the regions we serve with access to a complete set of home ownership services powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. You can call our customer service center at 633-9400, and one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. Back in the studio with Amber Wetzler, our licensed real estate salesperson. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us in the studio at 803-0930 or text us your question at 3930. One of the things we were talking about before the break, Amber, were buyer strategies. And I know that you are part of a team. And how does working on a team benefit buyers and then perhaps sellers as well? But let's talk about buyers at first.
Absolutely, yes. So being part of a team, it's really an amazing thing because there are, for our team, it's the House Hoffman team, there are 10 of us. So we have a transaction coordinator. Her name is Chris. She's fantastic because what she is doing is she is full-time behind the scenes, making sure that everything comes together from contract to closing for our buyers and our sellers. So there's dozens of variables in a real estate transaction. Some people could argue 80 plus variables. And Chris's job is to make sure that all of the people that are involved in the transaction are doing their job. So to make sure that the conditions on the attorney approval are met, to make sure that things are going okay with the mortgage commitment, that we're sticking to dates. So she is very, very important to making sure that our transactions do close, and that helps our buyers and our sellers. So, and also, a lot of buyers, I've heard people say that, you know, they want to work with the best real estate agent that's out there, but they want to be sure that that agent is not too busy for them. So myself personally, I sell about 50 to 60 houses a year. So, and the reason I can do that is because I do have a team. So I talked about the benefits of the transaction coordinator. What she does for me is allows me to be in the field showing the buyers the houses and marketing my listings, because she's helping us with a lot of the other behind the scenes work that still needs to be done, that a lot of these agents that aren't part of a team, it can be difficult for them to do all of that at the same time. So I can make myself available to those buyers, because timing is everything in this market, getting into the house right away. You need to get in there right away. You can't wait days or weeks even. You have to get right into the house. So it makes me available to work with those buyers and, of course, properly market my listings. And also another benefit too is if I am not available, if I can't, let's say I have a family thing or whatever's going on, I can have another agent who's just as well qualified and full-time on my team step in and get that buyer into the house.
Interesting that you make it sound like you have a personal life, because selling 50 or 60 homes is pretty significant. It's very significant. So we're pleased for the success that you've had with us at Hunt, Amber. You work with buyers, and I know you've told me that you have something called buyer counseling that you do. How does that work?
Yeah, buyer counseling. So a lot of buyers, I think it's over 85% of people, you know, they start out online and they start just looking at random houses, and they might click a random agent and show up for a showing at a property and really never receive that sit-down counseling of information and what they're going to encounter in the marketplace. It's more than just meeting an agent at a house and being given a tour. It's sitting down and really talking about your wish list and where you want to be, talking about financing, how to make sure that you look really good and you're able to compete in front of other people. So I try to have my buyers come into the office or even just meet for coffee. And, you know, it doesn't have to be an hour long thing, 25, 30 minutes. Let's just talk. Let's get to know each other. Let's find out what you're looking for and really get you set up to perform the best you can in the market.
And I think that's so important, tying back to what you talked about earlier. People need information and they need education. Simply just seeing a house online that's available for sale and rushing out and visiting the house and then making the decision to buy that one house probably is not the best way to approach a significant investment. So that buyer counseling really does sort of educate the buyer, but then also control the pace. You know, an impulsive, hasty decision probably isn't good for the buyer or the potential seller on that transaction. So those buyer counseling sessions seem so very important. You work with multiple buyers, so there must be a mechanism that you have to help them search for properties once you've had that counseling appointment. We don't want them to just go off on their own and, you know, search the many, many sites that have real estate information. Is there a way for you to help direct their search, to set up some type of specific electronic search for them?
Absolutely. It's a really great, easy system, too. It's called Matrix. So what I do is I'm able to program in the purchaser's wish list, you know, where they want to be, if they want to have land or they need a bath and a half at least. It has to be two-story or it has to be a ranch. Whatever the criteria is, we're able to program that in, and I'm able to send you listings as they come up right away. You'll get them. If you like something, it's as easy as just tagging it as a favorite. I get a message to my phone that says, Sally wants to see ABC Boulevard, and we get the appointment scheduled right away. So it's a really good system. It's very fast. And also, if there is a price drop on a house, I'm able to let the people know that there's a price drop or if new pictures are added. So it's really a great tool.
And that's a real proactive approach to looking for houses, as opposed to sort of meandering through many of the real estate sites that are out there. And oftentimes the information on those real estate sites do lag behind what's in the multiple listing. When you talk about Matrix, that comes from our multiple listing service. It's a program associated with that gives us real-time information about homes that are on the market in our area. So it might take someone 2 or 3 days to find something on Zillow and then find out that that particular property is not even on the market. Sometimes that information is just wholly inaccurate. Sometimes it's just delayed. So those searches allow you to jump right in and give people that instantaneous information and allows them the time then to process that information themselves and make good decisions. And from that information, you can schedule those appointments also electronically. There are a lot of technology tools that make your job easier, but I would think that nothing substitutes for talking directly with a real estate professional.
That's right.
When you are meeting with people, I imagine that there's a lot of questions that they have, and you're able to answer many of their questions at that meeting. But if people needed to reach out to you, how do they reach you?
Yes, my direct line would be 716-698-2649. And I can also be sent an email. It would be my first name, amber.wetzler, W-E-T-Z-L-E-R, and that's at huntrealestate.com. Susan, do you think I'd be able to talk about some of the other listings that I have?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I did want to take a minute just to touch base on some of these because it's really such a nice variety. We already talked about the 117 Glen Oak, which is that second-time home buyer house, the two-story colonial. I have quite an array of listings that can suit various people's needs. So another one here is if you're looking to downsize and be living in a townhome community, I have 29 Denton Drive, which is in Lancaster. It's up for $239.9. It's an amazing unit. It has that garage space that everybody's looking for, that two-car garage. A lot of them are only one car. And it's two-bedroom, bath and a half. It's in great shape. It's a beautiful kitchen. And again, it's great for people who are downsizing and they don't want to have to take care of the snow and the yard. A lot of people, they want to go to Florida. And yeah, so it's a really great property if that's what you're looking for. Another one that I have here is, it's basically new construction. It's really an amazing house. It's 50 Fernleaf Terrace, which is in Amherst off of Niagara Falls Boulevard and Tonawanda Creek area. It's up for $464.9. It's a Murano Advantage X model built in 2016. So this is a great property for somebody that might be considering new construction, but they don't want to wait that, you know, 6, 7, 8 months or more to get into the property. This has all been done. It's been a lot of options have been added to Murano's just basic standards. So it's really equipped with just beautiful finishes. So I encourage anybody to just give me a call direct, 716-698-2649, if you'd like to get into that property. And then I'd like to talk about one that I have coming on the market. This would be more of a first-time home buyer property. It's 88 Ballback Drive, which is in Cheektowaga. We don't have a price on that one just quite yet, but it's great for somebody that is looking for a four-bedroom home. There's two bedrooms on the first floor, two on the second, and it's going to be pretty affordable. We'll probably have it under $150. And yeah, I mean, it's a great house. There is a really nice fenced yard, so it'd be perfect for a first-time home buyer.
I think your listings demonstrate you've got quite a breadth of types of homes that you can help people sell and help people buy. We talked earlier about the geography that you cover, but this seems pretty evident that it's not just all single-family homes that are on the market. There's condos, there's new homes, older homes, a variety of floor plans. You know, you mentioned the one that has the two bedrooms on the first floor. That might be attractive to certain buyers. Such a variety of homes. I think you also, as part of your team, have some other listings that would be even outside the bounds of what we talked about already.
Sure, yeah, we have another one. It is 9517 Lakestone Court, and that is in Spalding Lake. We are about to have a price drop on that. It's going to be coming down to $799 come Monday, and there will be an open house this coming Saturday from 1 to 3. My partner Jim Hoffman is the lead on that one, so it's a five-bedroom, four full bath, two half bath with a finished walkout basement, in-ground pool. It's absolutely stunning. And again, that's 9517 Lakestone Court in Spalding Lake, which is in Clarence.
And I just want to clarify that open house is which Saturday, this Saturday, or a week from today?
A week from today, yes.
So a week from today with that extra hour next Saturday.
Correct, yes.
So it sounds like your team is very active. I know you've got several members of real estate professionals in addition to James Hoffman, who we've talked about with the listing, and Chris, your transaction coordinator. So I hope all your fellow team members are listening to you this morning, because you're doing a terrific job representing them, your team, yourself, your buyers and sellers, and certainly Hunt. Is there anything, Amber, before we end the show today, that you would like to say to the listeners in terms of real estate advice?
Yes, Susan. Really, the best advice I can give to a buyer or a seller is to to interview 2 to 3 agents. Do your homework. Find somebody that's full-time, that's part of a team, that's a local expert. And a great way to do that, a great platform for that, is to go on to these online sites like Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Read the reviews. See the profile. In fact, I want to encourage everybody to go on and look for me. Look for Amber Wetzler. I have a very strong profile of 5-star reviews. I have over 84 reviews. You can see where I sell, how much I sell, and that can really make the difference between what kind of success you're going to have as a buyer or a seller, is really interviewing and finding the right person. It's very important, because we all look at reviews. If we're on Amazon trying to buy a toaster, or we're trying to buy a car, you know, you're reading reviews on stuff. So there's no reason why we can't have that for real estate agents. And we're fortunate enough to have those platforms to distinguish us.
If someone wanted to look at your website in particular, can they find you online by going to the Hunt Real Estate website?
Yes, they can.
So simply going to huntrealestate.com and typing in your name, which is Amber Wetzler, and I'll spell that Wetzler. That'll help people to find you and find some information about how to contact you if they haven't been scribbling down your telephone number today. I just want to remind people that are listening that Hunt Mortgage during the month of November will provide free appraisals to veterans in honor of veterans. And thank you, Amber, for joining us today. A special thank you to you. And this is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.